Welcome to Hockey Wiz Talks podcast. Today I'll be talking about the top 20 NHL players under 21 and impact rookies this season. In this podcast, I'll talk about the top 20 players in the NHL who are 21 and under and impact rookies this season. Top 20 players 21 and under. 1. Jack Hughes. 2. Marin Sider. 3. Trevor Zegras. 4. Lucas Raymond. 4. Lucas Raymond. 5. Tim Stutzel. 6. Bowen Byram. 7. Spencer Knight. 8. Owen Power. 9. Anton Lundell. 10. Seth Jarvis. 11. Alexi Lafreniere. 12. Matt Boldy. 13. Cole Sillinger. 14. Matthew Beniers. 15. Mason McTavish. 16. Quinton Byfield. 17. Jamie Drysdale. 18. Kent Johnson. 19. Dawson Mercer. 20. Marco Rossi. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on anchor.fm/HockeyWiz777Scouting. Missing the cut? Simon Edvinson, Jake Sanderson, Brant Clark, Cole Perfetti, Luke Hughes, Shane Wright, Juraj Slafkovský, Simon Nemec, Logan Cooley, David Juracek, William Eklund, Jack Quinn, Alexander Holtz, Dylan Gunther, Jesper Wallstat, and Sebastian Kosa. Check out my hockey blog at HockeyWizTalksHockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at HockeyWiz777. Impact rookies this season. Matthew Beniers. Matthew Beniers is one of the favorites to win the Calder Trophy this season, and for a good reason. He will be the Seattle Kraken's first-line center, with Ryan Donato and Oliver Bjorkstrand on his wings. He will also be playing on Seattle's first power play unit, and may eventually get time on the PK at some point during the season. Beniers showed the NHL public a glimpse of his potential at the tail end of last season. And from that small sample size, you could see that he will be an excellent first-line center for Seattle. Mason McTavish. Mason McTavish has a lot of hype surrounding him due to his performance as the captain of Team Canada at the 2022 U20 World Junior Championships. But fans may want to temper their expectations of the former third overall pick because he is playing on the Anaheim Ducks, a rebuilding team that is not expected to be very good this season. At the moment, McTavish is projected to be skating on the third line alongside Isaac Lundestrom and Jacob Silfverberg. But if Anaheim wants to get the most out of him, they need to play him with Trevor Zegras. Cole Perfetti. Cole Perfetti was the Winnipeg Jets' first overall pick in the 2020 draft and looks to be a massive part of the team's future. He is playing on a line with Pierre-Luc Dubois and Blake Wheeler, as well as the second power play unit. While I don't expect Perfetti to be putting up eye-popping stats this season, I do think he could be a good source of secondary scoring on the team this season, which the Jets sorely lacked last season. Owen Power. Owen Power was Buffalo's first overall pick in the 2021 draft and is expected to be a major part of the Buffalo Sabres core for a long time. At the beginning of the season, he is playing on the second D pair alongside Henry Yokiharju, as well as the second power play unit. Perhaps the greatest vote of confidence in the youngster's game is that he is projected to play on the Sabres' first PK unit, which is a big deal considering he is just 19 years old. Jake Sanderson. While Jake Sanderson is not by any means a lock to make the roster for the Ottawa Senators, the former 5th overall pick in 2020 is going to get every chance to crack the lineup out of camp. If he does make the roster, I expect Sanderson to be an important part of their defense. Sanderson has a much higher upside than a guy like Erik Brännström, so I can see him overtaking him on the depth chart if he makes the team and starts to solidify himself as a top 4 defenseman for Ottawa. Logan Thompson. Logan Thompson is likely going to be the starting goalie for the Vegas Golden Knights, with Robin Lehner expected to be out the entire season. Thompson only appeared in 19 games in his career, but he has had a solid showing thus far, recording a 10-15-3 record with a 2.68 GAA and .914 save percentage with one shutout. If Vegas is to have any success this season, Logan Thompson is going to have one of the best rookie campaigns as a goalie since Jordan Binnington. In my next podcast, I'll be talking about the top 100 NHL players in the NHL now.